Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of around 20. A Milwaukee man is facing federal weapons charges, and the Milwaukee FBI office says his arrest averted a mass shooting. According to the criminal complaint, 23-year-old Sammy Hamza has been under investigation since September of 2015. That investigation revealed that in October of that year, he planned to travel to Jordan, enter the West Bank, and attack Israeli soldiers and citizens. He later abandoned those plans and began to focus on an attack in the U.S. It's alleged that working with two confidential sources, Hamza planned to attack a Masonic temple in Milwaukee and even toured the facility last week. He was arrested yesterday after purchasing machine guns and silencers from undercover FBI agents. Hamza is charged with illegally possessing the weapons. Kenosha police are investigating the death of a 21-year-old man. The victim was reportedly found about 1 this morning by a roommate, unconscious and not breathing and cold to the touch at a residence at 80th Street and 48th Avenue. CPR was administered to no avail and initial reports indicate no trauma to the body. The Kenosha Medical Examiner's Office was called and an autopsy ordered. The victim has yet to be identified. A community meeting at the Gateway Racine campus Monday night on submitting a request to the federal government to join the President's Promise Zone program and priority consideration for federal funding of poverty-related programs brought a standing-room-only crowd representing all sections of the community. State Representative Corey Mason noted that Racine came close the last time, and the key remains proving the community is united in trying to address the problem.
There were a number of areas where unemployment was well above 20%. But there were other areas in the community that had 60, 62% unemployment. And that was really sort of shocking. You feel like you know a community and you hear what the broad citywide numbers are for poverty, but to know that there was that much poverty targeted in some specific areas really gave us pause.
The application deadline for the Federal Promise Zone program is February 18th. Acceptance is a 10-year designation. The city of Racine will benefit from a legal settlement involving the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and a fair housing discrimination claim against Associated Bank, the benefit to be a $4,000 grant. Speaking to the Finance and Personnel Committee, Laura Duterte with the City Development Office suggested the structure to use. This remains undecided so far, but likely to be ready this fall.
We have no specific deadline to spend the money. We'd like to spend it without taking too much time, probably this fall, we're hoping. And this is something that we're thinking the private banks, we've heard that they actually would like some expert help in that. And it's not something that we're equipped to do, so that's where we would be spending the money.
The grant, once accepted by the Common Council next week, will be used by City Development in accordance with a written agreement. Racine Unified is proposing a 3-year plan to improve learning climate in the schools while also attempting more effective intervention with special needs students and those with behavioral issues. Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion said the plan includes offering more training and support to district faculty and expanding programs that show promise to more schools.
For special education, that was a common theme in all three levels. And so we have some programs that are geared toward servicing some of our special education students. One is the special education options, which is geared toward students who have disabilities identified in their IEPs that are not necessarily aggressive behaviors, but more social.
As for the overall plan, Dr. Gallion told the Board of Education, it's not the silver bullet for every possible behavior that we could address in our school district, but it is a plan we think will lend itself to really alleviating many of the major challenges that are occurring. The Muskego Norway School Board is planning for a $43.2 million building program through referendum and will hold the first of 6 informational sessions about it at 7 p.m. Monday, February 22nd. The board voted unanimously to go to the voters for permission to borrow the money, which would be used to build a new middle school, add on to a pair of elementary schools, and take care of other facilities improvements. The referendum will be on the April 5th ballot. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.